The Colored Cadet at West Point by Henry O. Flipper. Chapter 4. Cant Terms, etc. As a narrative of this description is very apt to be dry and uninteresting, I have thought it possible to remove in a measure this objection by using as often as convenient the cant lingo of the Corps. A vocabulary which shall contain it all, or nearly all, becomes necessary. I have taken great care to make it as full as possible, and at the same time as intelligible as possible. There are a few cant words and expressions which are directly personal, and in many cases self-explanatory. They are, for such reasons, omitted. Animal, animile, beast, reptile, synonymous terms applied to candidates for admission into the academy. Plebe, a candidate after admission, a new cadet. After the candidates are examined and the proficient ones admitted, these latter are known officially as new cadets. But in the cant vernacular of the Corps, they are dubbed plebes, and they retain this designation till the candidates of the next year report. They are then called yearlings, a title applied usually to them in camp only. After the encampment, they become furloughmen until they return from furlough in August of the following year. They then are second-classmen, and are so officially and a la cadet throughout the year. From this time till they graduate, they are known as the graduating class, so that, except the second class, each class has its own peculiar cant designation. Candidates generally report in May, about the 20th, and during July and August are in camp. This is their plebe camp. The next is their yearling camp. During the next, they are en congé, and the next and last is their first class camp. Of plebe camp, yearling camp, and first-class camp, more anon. Rapid. A plebe is said to be rapid when he shows a disposition to resist hazing or to bone familiarity with older cadets, that is, upperclassmen. Sep. A cadet who reported for admission in September. Fins. A term generally applied to the hands, of course, to the hands of plebes. Prelim. A preliminary examination. Pred. A predecessor. Pony. A key. A corrigé. To bone. To study. To endeavor to do well in any particular. For instance, to bone demerits is to strive to get as few as possible. To bone popularity. This alludes to a habit practiced especially by yearlings while in camp and is equivalent to our everyday expression in civil life, that is, to get on with. To bugle it. To avoid a recitation. To avoid a recitation is an act seldom done by any cadet. It is, in fact, standing at the board during the whole time of recitation without turning around, and thus making known a readiness to recite. At the academy, a bugle takes the place of the bell in civil schools. When the bugle is blown, those sections at recitation are dismissed and others come in. Now, if one faces the board till the bugle blows, there is not then enough time for him to recite, and he is said to have bugled it. Some instructors will call on anyone who shows a disposition to do so and will require him to tell what he knows about his subject. Busted. Broken. These words apply only to cadet officers who are reduced to ranks. A cold case. A sure thing. A foregone conclusion. To get chevrons. To receive an appointment in the battalion organization. Each year, on the day the graduates receive their diplomas, and just after, possibly just before, they are relieved from further duty at the academy. The order fixing the appointments for the next year is read, and those of the year previous revoked. It has been customary to appoint the officers, captains and lieutenants from the first class, the sergeants from the second, and the corporals from the third. This custom has at times, and for reasons, been departed from, and the officers chosen as seemed best. For any offense of a grave nature, anyone who has chevrons is liable to lose them, or, in other words, to be reduced in ranks. A sit. Any citizen. To crawl over. To haze, generally in the severest manner possible. A chapel. An attendance at church. To curse out. To reprimand. To reprove. And also simply to interview. This expression does not by any means imply the use of oaths. To cut cold. To avoid or to ostracize. Debauch. Any ceremony or anything unusual. It may be a pleasant chat, a drill, or anything that is out of the usual routine. To drive a squad. to march it. Dropped, not promoted. To eat up, see to crawl over. Exaggerations. It is a habit of the cadets to exaggerate on certain occasions, and especially when policing. A log of wood, a sawmill, a forest, and kindred expressions are applied to any fragment of wood of any description that may be lying about. A feather is a pillow, a straw, a broom factory, a pin, an iron foundry, a cotton string, a cotton factory, and I have known a plebe to be told to get up that sugar refinery, which refinery was a cube of sugar crushed by someone treading upon it. Anything, whatever it may be, which must be policed, is usually known by some word or term suggested by its use or the method or the place of its manufacture. To find. To declare deficient in studies or discipline. An extra is an extra tour of guard duty given as punishment. Cadets on extra are equipped as for parade and walk in the area of cadet barracks from 2 o'clock until retreat, or from 2 to 5 hours on Saturday or other days of the week. An extra is sometimes called a Saturday punishment. A femme or femme, any female person. A file, any male person. Fest, fest cold, fest frigid, fest out, and fest through. Made a bad recitation and failed. To get off. To perpetrate. A gag, grin, or grind. Something witty, a repartee. To hive. To detect. Used in a good and bad sense. Also to take or to steal. To hoop up. To hasten or to hurry. HMP. Hops Manager's Privileges. A keen. See gag and so forth. To leap on. See to crawl over. Made. Given an appointment. Given chevrons as an officer in the battalion organization. A make. Such an appointment. Maxed. Made a thorough recitation. Ath. The last one. To run it. To do anything forbidden. To risk. To run it on. To impose upon. Shout. Excellent. That is, will create much comment and praise. Sketch house. The drawing academy. To skin. See to pink. Most common. To be spoony. To be gallant. To spoon. To be attentive to ladies. A spoon. A sweetheart. Shungudgeon. A stew. Soup. The superintendent. To step out. See to hoop up. To pog. A topographical drawing. To turn in, to repair to one's quarters. To be sent in, to order anything sent in. To turn out, to come out or send out. To be white, to treat white, to be polite, courteous and gentlemanly. To wheaten, to be excused by surgeon. To yank, to seize upon violently. OGP, Old Guard Privileges. Chem, chemistry. Math, mathematics. Phil, philosophy. Rocks, mineralogy. Wigwag, signaling. To get out of, to shun, to shirk. Thing, a plebe. To extinguish, to distinguish. To go for, to haze. House, one's room or quarters. To freeze to hold firmly. To wipe out, to destroy. Limbo, confinement. Solemncholy, sad or dejected. Plebeskin, a rubber overcoat issued to new cadets. Turnbacks, cadets turned back to a lower class. Div or subdiv, a division or subdivision. Devils, fellows familiarly. Tab, tabular system of French. To celebrate, to do. A stayback, a graduate detained at graduation to instruct the new cadets. When the cadets are in barracks, the officer of the guard on Sundays either has or assumes authority to detain from church, for any emergency that might arise, one or two or more members of his guard, in addition to those on post on duty. Cadets so detained are called staybacks. Scratch day, a day when lessons are hard or numerous. Gum game, a joke. to fudge, to copy. Benny Havens O. A number of cadets sitting or lounging about the room, one at table pouring out the drinks. As soon as he is done, he takes up his own glass and says to the others, "Come on, fellows," and they all together stand. "Stand up in a row, for sentimental drinking we're going for to go. In the army their sobriety promotion's very slow, so we'll cheer our hearts with choruses of Benny Havens O. Of Benny Havens O, of Benny Havens O, we'll cheer our hearts with choruses of Benny Havens O. When you and I and Benny and General Jackson, too, are brought before the final board our course of life to review, may we never fess on any point, but then be told to go to join the army of the blessed at Benny Havens O. At Benny Havens O, at Benny Havens O, to join the army of the blessed at Benny Havens O. To the ladies of the army, let our bumpers ever flow, companions of our exile, our shield against every woe. May they see their husbands generals with double pay to show, and indulge in reminiscences of Benny Havens O. Of Benny Havens O, of Benny Havens O, and indulge in reminiscences of Benny Havens O. 'Tis said by commentators in the land where we must go, we follow the same handicraft we followed here below. If this be true philosophy, the sexton he says no, what days of dance and song we'll have at Benny Havens O. At Benny Havens O, at Benny Havens O, what days of dance and song we'll have at Benny Havens O. To the ladies of the Empire State, whose hearts and albums too, bear sad remembrance of the wrongs we stripling soldiers do. We bid you all a kind farewell, the best recompense to we know. Our loves and rhymings had their source at Benny Havens O. At Benny Havens O, at Benny Havens O, our loves and rhymings had their source at Benny Havens O. Then, with due solemnity, every head uncovered, and bowed low, they sing. There comes a voice from Florida, from Tampa's lonely shore. It is the wail of gallant men. O'Brien is no more. In the land of sun and flowers his head lies pillowed low. No more to sing Petit Coquille at Benny Havens O. At Benny Havens O, at Benny Havens O. No more to sing Petit Coquille at Benny Havens O. And so forth and so on. The end of chapter 4 of The Colored Cadet at West Point. By Henry O. Flipper. Read by Rick Kistner for Let to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.